refer to three short passages of scripture. Firstly, in the book of the Psalms, Psalm 118 and verse 8. It is better to trust in Jehovah than to put confidence in man. And then in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26 and verse 4. Confide ye in Jehovah forever, for in Jehovah is the rock of ages. And then finally in 1st Epistle to Peter, chapter 2 and verse 6. Read from part 3, 3 verse. Behold, I lay in Zion a cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be put to shame. It is better to trust in Jehovah than to put confidence in man. Recently had a general election, and the Prime Minister said, trust me, I'll deliver a better Britain, a fairer Britain, and those that are poor will be better off, and negotiations with the EU will be done under my hand. Just trust me. That's what I want to do, and you can trust me. Well, the election didn't work out quite as she hoped. People clearly were not too sure whether they could trust a politician. President of America elected, and he said he would do all these things. As the day he came into office, 6 months on, he then finds that he actually hasn't got the power to do it. Many of the things that he promised, doesn't look as though he'll be able to deliver. Many others will. Perhaps they'll be forgotten, I don't know. Perhaps you know people that are trustworthy, people that you can rely on. But can you really rely upon them? Supposing they die, what happens then? Can you rely on them? Supposing they promise to do something for you and they lose all their money. But the message of the gospel is that it's better to trust in God than in man. Even if someone tells you that they'll redeem your soul, the man tells you it's an impossibility. But if God promises you something, you can trust in, trust his word. Or perhaps you say, well, I've never seen God. In fact, the Bible tells us no man has seen him at any time or can do. He dwells in light unapproachable. But I'm telling you that you can trust God. And if you're not sure whether you can believe my word, think about creation. Think about the one who created the worlds, the one who made the things in it, and the people in it, and the animals and the plants, one who's put the stars and the planets in their orbit, the sun. Who created it all? It was God. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And so though you may have never seen God, he's demonstrated to you, if you will open your eyes and look about you, that he has the power. He can create things that didn't exist. Call things into being that don't exist. So God has the power. Can you trust him? Do you know him? God has said, I'll send my son, Jesus. And when you see him, you'll know that I can be trusted. Better to trust in Jehovah than to put confidence in man. And so in the glad tidings, we want to bring you to Jesus. Because in Jesus is all God's goodness and blessing expressed perfectly in a way that you and I can understand. Jesus, God's Son, came down from the glory above. He took a bondman's form. He came here as a man, drew near to his creature. They might know that he loves them and that he cares for them and that he can be depended upon and that he has the power to put all his plans into effect. Not like presidents or prime ministers who can't be sure of anything. They may not have the support of their their own people, let alone those of the general population. But God has the power, and in Jesus we can see that. The Lord Jesus came here, he did many wonderful things. He healed the sick, he made the lame to walk, cured lepers, cast out demons, raised the dead, made the dumb to speak, blind to see. Jesus did all these things that demonstrated his power. He had the power in him to deal with every condition of man. And above all, Jesus came to deal with the whole sin question. The thing that separates, makes us unfit for God's presence, that we can never deal with ourselves, no matter how much we desire to do so, we could never deal with it. The redemption of the soul is costly, must be given up forever, required the shedding of precious blood, blood of a sinless one. Jesus came that you might know that it's better to trust in God than in man, because Jesus has dealt with everything. Jesus has paid the price. He went to the cross, he allowed men to take him, he allowed them to falsely accuse him. He allowed them to lead him outside Jerusalem carrying a cross. He allowed them to nail him to the cross and there to leave him to die. You say, how can I depend on one who was crucified? One who is helpless in the hands of the mob, in the hands of the Roman soldiers. Jesus was not helpless, but he went that way for you and for me, that we might know not only God has the power to do things, but he has the means too, a righteous basis to forgive you and me our sins. Jesus went there to the cross because no one else could pay the price. No one else could deal with your sins or my sins. No one else could cleanse us and make us fit for God's presence. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. What could we do? We could do nothing. But Jesus came that we might know that God has a righteous basis to forgive us our sins, and that we might know that God loves us and that he wants to bless us and he wants us in his presence. Jesus came to make the heart of God known, that we might know that God is one that is better to trust in him than in trust in man. Because what can man do? He can't redeem his soul, can't redeem anyone else. He can't fulfill his own promises. He can't promise you tomorrow. But God speaks of him as God from eternity to eternity. God is. God is there. And he wants your blessing. And he wants your salvation. He wants you to be with him throughout eternity, to understand that his love is towards you, to understand and have the blessing of being in his presence. And the appeal in Isaiah was to confide in him. Confide ye in Jehovah forever, for in Jah Jehovah is the rock of ages. Rock of ages. Jesus came that we might know that God is one that can be depended on, one who has made every provision for our blessing, one who had the power to fulfill it, one who has created the heavens, one who has made provision for our sins, one who is going to come again. Jesus, he remained there upon the cross and bore that judgment. God's wrath was poured out on his head for our sins. If we will but trust him, confide in Jehovah. How God longs for sinners to come to him, to our Lord Jesus Christ, to experience the blessings of being secured for time and for eternity. It says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's desire is to bless us, and in sending Jesus, one who was willing to take that burden of sins upon himself, a judgment for sins, one who remained there upon the cross that we might go free. And God wants us to confide in him. Confide in the one who is a firm foundation. One who could speak of himself as the rock. Lord Jesus, when he was here, he spoke about a man who built his house upon the sand. And another one who built, dug down and put it on a firm foundation on the rock. One was able to withstand the flood when it came. And the other one was washed away. It's better to trust in God than to trust in man. Perhaps you think, I can accrue riches and houses and other possessions. The Lord said, one man, he said, I've built pull down my barns and build greater. Things are going really well, and I want to be able to enjoy it for many years to come. The word to that man was, fool, for tonight thy soul is required of thee. We're speaking of matters of life and death, matters of utmost urgency, matters that need to be resolved today, not left until tomorrow, because we don't know if we have tomorrow. But today, the opportunity is there. Jesus is being presented as a saviour of sinners, one who can save you, one who desires to save you, if you will but let him. Verse in Peter I read spoke about how there was one that was being laid, a firm foundation. I lay in Zion a cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be put to shame. If you trust a politician, or you trust a man, or some other person, they may let you down, even if they didn't intend to. But if you trust Jesus, if you trust in this one that's being presented as a cornerstone, one that's elect and precious, chosen of God, one in whom he could say, this is my beloved son, in whom I have found my delight. God's presenting him as a saviour tonight. And if you trust in him, you will not be put to shame. How different to men. Trust in God, confide in him. He has laid this foundation which is able to cleanse you from every sin. Jesus was there upon the cross, and the soldier, having given up his spirit, the soldier pierced his side to see if he was really dead, make sure he was. And out came the blood and the water. Blood that's able to cleanse us from every sin. No ifs, no buts, no doubts. The work was completed there upon Calvary's tree. He that believes on him shall not be put to shame. No embarrassment there, no failure. When you come before God himself, there will be no shame or embarrassment. You could point to the one who paid the price and say, he's made my peace with thee. Blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from every sin. No sudden remembering, oh, that was forgotten. Well, that was omitted. No, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from every sin. Hold on to that. Cling to it. Because even when someone might try to bring in doubts, Jesus has done that work. He completed it. And he was raised the third day and seen by many disciples, first to the 12 and then to above 500 at once, it says, and to Peter and to the two on the way to Emmaus. Jesus demonstrated that he was raised from amongst the dead. He had completed the work, and there was nothing further to be done. God has nothing to, requires nothing further but the blood, but the work of Jesus. And if you will avail yourself of that work, of that finished and perfect work, then if you come before God, as surely we will one day, we have no need to be ashamed. Because Jesus' work is perfect. And he's a saviour that you can rely upon. An all the way home saviour. One that will never let you down.
Amen.
And Jesus is presented as a saviour tonight. And I would just remind you of that verse in Psalm which says, it's better to trust in Jehovah than to trust in man. May each of us be trusting in God for his name's sake.
Amen. Amen.